darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from Luke, the 11th chapter. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation." And he said to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? O Lord, have mercy on us." In the name of Jesus, amen. We all say the word amen. Some people pronounce it amen, while other people pronounce it amen. There are also these phrases that we connect and use in popular culture with this word amen. Phrases such as this: amen to that, amen brother, or can I get an amen? Furthermore, we say the word amen in a variety of different contexts. We say amen after a dinner prayer. We say the word amen after the Lord's Prayer as we pray the Lord's Prayer in church. And we will even hear it spoken on television and social media. When a person wants to express agreement with a particular sentiment, they will say amen to affirm it. Indeed, the word amen is used at least every week in our vocabulary, if not every single day, if not in the morning or lunch or evening before bed. Now, with all of this said, I do wonder if we are fully aware of what we are saying when we use this very familiar word, and that word is amen. Is the word amen simply a word that is used to notify the end of the prayer? Amen, now we're done praying and we can look up at each other? Is amen a religious gush? A religious gush that pious people say in order to look and appear holy? Or is it something more? My friends, the word amen actually comes from a word, the root of a word that means firm and steady, trustworthy, true, and faithful. The word amen is a solid word. It is not a flimsy word that bounces back and forth. It is not a word that is to be spoken with a hushful, pious-sounding whisper, but rather the word amen is a word that is to be spoken with a loudness, with firmness and conviction, a declaration. It is a word that communicates sureness, certainty. It's a word that communicates confidence, confidence among God's people. Pagans will sometimes use the word amen from time to time, which really does not mean much. However, when the word amen comes out of the mouth of a Christian, we must take notice. Yes, when you say the word amen, it is not just a bold, confident, two-syllable word, but rather it is actually so much more. Baptized saints, to put this in another way, when we say the word amen, it is actually the voice of our faith. The word amen coming out of the mouths of Christians communicates nothing else than the unquestioned faith. Surely when we pray and end our prayers with the word amen, we are confessing that our prayer is not a prayer. I repeat, we're confessing that it is not. It is not a prayer offered as a matter of luck or a prayer that's offered as a shot in the dark. But rather, it is a prayer that is actually heard by the God of the universe. Indeed, when we say the word amen, we are actually confidently asserting in faith that God has heard our cry for mercy, our cry for help, and our cry for grace. The word amen is a bold, I repeat, it is a very bold confession that our prayer was not cast out of our mouths and into endless space, but it is actually heard by the loving Father. But why can we be so certain? Why can we be so certain that our prayers are actually heard? What gives us the right to say amen? Why should we be so bold to boast that the God of the universe hears us Christians as we pray? The answer is this. We can say amen because Jesus actually invites us and teaches us to pray. And he does so by telling us to boldly pray to God as dear children talk to their Heavenly Father. In other words, if there is no such thing as faith, if there's no Christ and no forgiveness of sin, no baptism, well, there would be no amen, and there would be no such thing as prayer. But there is, and that is why we say amen, and that is why that you and I and Christians pray. Yes, Jesus extends this invitation to us because he shed his blood to break down that wall of sin that stood between us and the Father. Jesus actually makes us children of God. The Holy Spirit gives us faith that receives Jesus and all of his benefits. Through the Holy Spirit's gift of faith, we are the children of God, the heirs of his kingdom, and he gives us the right, the very right, to pray boldly and to end our prayers with the sure word of amen. And so we pray. We pray with an amen at the end of our prayers. We ask in faith of our needs, knowing that the Lord hears the cries of his children. But what are we supposed to do when it seems like the Lord God does not answer our prayers? When we pray something like this, Lord, I do not have a paycheck, my health is failing, and I am all alone. Oh, and that neighbor down the street is out trying to destroy me. Help me, Lord, defend me, Lord, preserve me, protect me. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Dear friends, even in situations like this, we still say the word amen. The reason why? The Lord typically does not answer prayers the way that we think they should be answered, for the Lord's ways are not our ways, and our ways are not the Lord's ways. Frankly, the Lord does not respond to our prayers by saying something like this, "Oh, you know what? I heard your prayer. Here's the winning lottery ticket. That should solve all your problems. Now go away and be quiet and leave me alone." That's not how God works. That's how we often work. We try to solve problems, even spiritual problems, by not getting at the root cause of the problem, but by simply throwing money and goods at the problems until they go away. Sadly, that's what we sometimes want from God. That's what we sometimes unfaithfully pray for. Just fill our bellies and our bank accounts. Just mask the problem and make it out of sight and out of my mind. But these sorts of things, these sorts of loveless and empty materialistic responses don't make the problem go away, especially when the problem is a trust problem between us and the Lord. those false materialistic crutches and promises are lies of the devil. Now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we end our prayer, when we end our prayers with the word amen, it is actually the voice of faith confessing that we not only know that the Lord has actually heard our prayers, but that he will answer our prayers in a way that is best. You see, we must never forget that when the Lord answers yes to a very specific prayer request, it's because he loves us. And when he answers no to that specific request, it is because he loves us. And most importantly, we must not forget that the Lord always answers our prayers by strengthening our faith. Strengthen our faith in the promises that he has for us. Indeed, the Lord, he answers our prayers by strengthening our faith so that we can hold up the Lord's promises in the midst of whatever storm we might be going through and say, "You, O God, are enough. You are good. You will take care of me. You will satisfy me. You will get me through this. You are my treasure. Whom have I in heaven but you? And on earth there is nothing that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart and my life, they may fail, but you, Lord, are the strength of my heart and my portion forever." The amen to our prayers is our bold confession, my brothers and sisters. The amen to our prayers is a bold confession of our faith that the Lord is in control. It is a bold confession that you and me, that we're saying that the Lord has heard our prayers. It is a bold confession that the Lord will answer our prayers as he sees best. Indeed, the church's word is amen. Amen to baptism. Amen to the word. Amen to the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ given and shed for us. Amen to our prayers. Amen today, tomorrow, and in the years to come and forevermore. For the throne room of heaven lies open before us. Yes, God is ready to listen to whatever we have to tell him. The privilege of prayer is there for all who believe. It is one of the many gifts God gives to us with his presence here in time and forever and into eternity. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.